Well, Hazy, it's time now to get to a good friend of the show, Port Adelaide Premiership player. He's a Premiership coach in the Sandford with North Adelaide. Now he's dominating as a senior assistant coach for Fremantle under Justin Longmuir. And he joins us. Josh Carr is his name. Carr, thanks for your time.
G'day, Kane. How are you? Thanks for the word dominating, mate. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you're going pretty well, I think, Kari, from what I'm hearing, and we appreciate you getting up early for us over there in Perth. What's it like living back home? It's been a little while for you.
Yeah, look, I think I had about 12 years, I guess, in between playing at Frio and then obviously going back as a coach. And to be honest, I never really had plans of going back there anytime soon, but then I guess the opportunity came up. I'm really happy that I took it because I've really enjoyed obviously being back home and, you know, kids with their cousins and things like that away from football, but also the job itself, just where Frio was at when I came in as a coach. I thought it was a great opportunity with the young group.
Gary, just outside the top eight for Frio, a couple of wins, a couple of losses. How have you seen the start?
Yeah, inconsistent. You know, our form, obviously at home, has been a lot better than our form away. And, you know, I think the Carlton game versus the Melbourne game away are probably two different games. I thought the Melbourne game, we had opportunities, we were pretty good in the contest, and we just didn't use the ball going forward, where we probably did all of the above against Carlton, where we were terrible in the contest, and then that sort of flowed into our ball use on the outside also. So it's been inconsistent, and that's the, I guess, the challenge for us as a group now is to bring it all together, especially for this weekend.
Inaccuracy as well, more behinds and goals in all four of your games, and probably highlighted, which made a lot of the headlines with Nat Fyfe kicking 0-6. A situation like that, and I know it would just infuriate coaches, etc. But I mean, what do you do to address a problem like that?
Yeah, like you're obviously continually working on your accuracy and goal kicking and things like that. I see the two games where we had, you know, the GWS, the two home games really where we've kicked a lot of points. The pleasing part about it is we're getting the ball inside 50, we're getting shots on goal, which has been an issue for us. You know, last year, one, we weren't getting the supply with inside 50s, but also not kicking a score. So that's been pleasing that we've been able to get shots on goal. We've just got to tighten up with our accuracy.
What is impressive is the midfield that you've built. And I think, not dissimilar to Port Adelaide, to give the young players opportunities inside, and we're talking the names. Brayshaw's gone to a new level. Sarong, the rising star. Chera's going to be a very, very good player. But mixed in with some experienced heads in there. The mix in there is good, Kari.
Yeah, the mix is good. It is nice as a coach to have the experience with a Fyfe and David Mundy. David Mundy, he's exceptional. He's, I guess, his on-field coaching and just his guidance to the younger guys. So that's been really pleasing, I guess, from my perspective. And then the young guys in itself, with the two young ruckmen as well, with Darcy and Meek, they're just sponges. I could throw as much information at them as I want, and they take it in. So that's nice to be able to do as a coach.
Yeah, and speak about Sean Darcy. He's probably just starting to get the recognition. Like, still 22 years of age. He's a massive man, like 200 centimetres, 112 kilos or something he's listed at. But he seems to be getting better every week. And I guess the matchup with O'Brien is going to be significant for you on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. He's getting better. And I think he's probably down to about 107, 108 kilos now. So
is he? Oh, sorry, Sean.
No, that's all right. He's 2 years ago, he's probably a lot heavier than that. So yeah. He's worked really hard on his fitness. He's actually quite a powerful bloke. He, you know, quite quick off the mark. He works really hard at his game. So he's had his troubles with injuries, but he's come back fitter probably than what he was before he got injured in pre-season, and giving himself a good opportunity to play good football. So it's nice to see him get forward and kick a few goals.
In terms of some of your injured players, Rory Lobb, where exactly is he at?
Lobby is a good chance of being available for this week. So he's flying, to be honest. He's probably he's way ahead of schedule. He was running around and training last week. He's really close this week, so we'll just have to obviously get around the selection table and see if that's the decision we want to make, whether we bring him in or leave him another week or two.
Yeah, he's the one omission that's probably hurt. I mean, it's made you so reliant on Tabana, hasn't it, Ford? And I know you've used Fyfe there at times as well, but you'd love two of him. So to put Lobb in that forward line and as a backup ruck would be a significant luxury, Kari. How hard will the discussions be on whether to play him or not, because it is a long year?
Yeah, the discussion will be pretty tough because, you know, we've seen, you know, against GWS we had the two big guys in Darcy and Lobb play really good football, and then they had a bad week against Carlton and they had a really good week last week. So that combination's worked well. Really inexperienced in some ways with Miki, and he's come a long way from, I guess, last year to pre-season, where, to be honest, like, I thought he's a long way off it, and then he just exploded in pre-season. So that was really pleasing. He's, I guess, way ahead of schedule where we thought he'd be. So there's a tough decision to make, and whoever, I guess, misses out will be unlucky.
Adelaide Crows win 3 games last year in total. Their pre-season was awful, it must be said, and now they're 3-1. Have you assessed their start, Carr? It's been a little bit surprising, to say the least.
Well, it's been impressive. I think the style of football that they're playing a really tough brand in around the contest. I think they're number one in the top few for clearances and definitely number one for stoppage scores. So I guess that's where, you know, they're building the game from, and there's a really big challenge for our young midfield group.
When you say the style of play, Crows, what sticks out most? Is it the pressure that they're applying, their intensity around the footy? We saw that against Geelong, and they've been pretty strong at continuing that through the year.
Yeah, look, I think it's their work around the contest and their pressure on the footy, and then, you know, their ability to open up a bit of space forward of the contest has been impressive as well. So, you know, Tex, he's been on fire and playing really good football, and, you know, there's some good experience, Mitch, with some young guys there.
Hazy and I have spoken about the strength of their senior players. Brody Smith playing extremely well, Seasons playing well, Tom Lynch. How much time do you put into these guys, Kari?
Yeah, we spend a fair bit of time on the opposition and making sure the players got a really clear understanding of the game style that Adelaide are playing, and then the key players that make up that game style. So put a bit of time into them as far as running with players and tagging. We've sort of done that on and off this year, and some we've done well and others we haven't done so well. So there'll be time spent on their midfield, and Laird's one of them that's gone really well in there. So, there'll be a bit of time put into him.
Just on that point there, I watched the game against Hawthorn, and Brayshaw was getting a heavy tag from Warpole, and he was struggling really to cope with it, and that happens to young players. And Justin Longmuir was interviewed by a good mate of yours, Matthew Pavlich, at half time, and he put it on him. He said, he's got to work his way through it, he's got to fight through it. And he did that. He went to Tom Mitchell and tried to disrupt Hawthorn's midfield and what they were doing. And then he had some impactful touches himself, Curry. Was it a big leap and a big learning curve for him? How did you dissect his game?
Yeah, it was. The week before, the same thing happened with Kerno going to him. And there's been a lot of conversations with him. And Joel Corey's been working really closely with him to help him, I guess, guide him through it and give him different options that he can do as far as getting tagged. So, you know, his first half, he struggled. He sort of battled through it and probably just went into his own head a little bit. And then I think with the clear focus of going to Mitchell in the second half really helped him just focus on that. And in the end, as you know, Kane, sometimes teams just let it go and don't bother. And that's what happened. He got freed up. So, look, he's exceptional in the contest. He's got running power. He's got all the strengths that will help him be a really good midfielder and be able to handle the tag. He's just about maturity and working through it. And I think he is. I think he's going really well with it.
Who gets Tex, Gary?
Say that again, Hazy.
Who gets Tex?
Who gets Tex? We've got a couple of options. Obviously, Luke Ryan, being the All-Australian last year, is he's probably our best back. Coxie's going well down there. Then we've got Griffin Logue, who did a really good job on him last year, who's a good chance of coming back into the team, back from injury as well. So they're probably the three guys that the discussions will be around playing on him. And there's no doubt the pressure on the footy is going to help, I guess, with the team day.
No finals since 2015. Is that something now that's firmly on the agenda for this year?
To be honest, Hazy, we don't talk about it at all. And I've never really been a coach that's spoken about a lot either. I think every year that you play, your goal is to play finals and your goal is to win a premiership. Like that, I don't think that changes any year, and it's about, I guess, the process and ticking that off and just making sure you win enough games first to make finals. And then you change your goals as you go along. But you know, at the moment we're just gonna play really good football and string wins together before we raise the eyes too high.
Josh Carr, Fremantle assistant coach, joining us. They come to town and take on Adelaide on Sunday. Carrie, we speak to a lot of coaches, and when we get them on, we ask them about their role and what it looks like in 2021. Are you finding you're doing a lot more for less, and how challenging has it been for you individually?
For me individually, it's been, like, in some ways, it's been refreshing. You have to make sure you're focused on what's really, really important. As a coach, which makes you streamline a bit. So I haven't seen it as a huge negative. I've seen it as just a challenge and making sure you're really giving the players what they need and have a good understanding of what's important.
And Carolina and the four kids now, Kari, you'd be a busy man. Are you getting any time to spend with them?
I'm walking about 30 metres ahead of them along the because otherwise it'd be too much noise. They're going well. They're enjoying being here with family and cousins and things like that. So it's been a bit of fun.
Mate, loving your work. Appreciate your time this morning. Always good to catch up. And thanks for waking up early for us this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.